So we start with the Rambam in Beis Abchir Perek Vav, if I'm not mistaken, right? That Perek Vav. So the Rambam says, "Ubamen iskatcha," and Alach Yidalit, in the end of Alach Yidalit. So he says that "Ubamen iskatcha," the Azara. And the Mikdash, the Kiddush Rishon of Shekitsha Shlomo, Shehu Kiddush Azor of Yerushalayim, L'Shaitan V'Kitchen Laslo. Okay. So then the Rambam says, L'Filchach Makriven Akabonas Kulan Af Pishen Shambayas. So that's why in Makriv all the Kabonas, even though there is no bias, Bonui, V'Ochlin Kachi Kachim B'Chol Azor Af Pishicha Reva, V'Einu Mukefes B'Machitza. Vochlin kachim kalam amaisa sheni b'chol Yerushalayim, af pi she'en shem chomos. Why? She'akadush yishan ha'kitchel l'shayit v'kitchel l'shalava. Okay. So we just wanted to understand what l'fichach is. I mean, what's the l'fichach? Like, why can't you have, like, why can't it be kadush yishan ha'kitchel l'shayit v'kitchel l'shalava, but you still need a bayis bani, you still need mechitzas? I will come to that when we get to the Gemara. But that was the first question I think we asked, correct? Then the Rambam goes on. He says, "V'lomani yomei b'mita shibirushalayim, kedusha rishona kitcha lasad lavo, v'kedusha shi'ora etzisrael lin yishvias v'maisus v'gitz v'en lo kitcha lasad lavo." Why am I machalik between these two? V'fisha kedusha samigdash rishalayim ibn ashrina, yishvina eina b'teila. The Rambam Omar. Vashimosis mitishechem. Baruchem af pishesheshem sheshimumin. Bigdushoson hein omdin. So the Rambam sets apart the Kedusha of Migdash in Yerushalayim from Shor Eretz Yisrael. Shor Eretz Yisrael, he says, Kedusha Shana Kedusha Lashaita Velo Kedusha Lashalava. That's the Kiddush of Yeshua. But the Kiddushas Migdash and Yerushalayim, that's different. And that's Lo'olam Vod. That's Lasad Lavo. Okay. So, yeah. So the Rambam says, why do I differentiate between these two Kiddushas? In other words, Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, where it's only Kiddusha L'Shaita of Lo Kiddusha Lasad Lavo. And Ezra had to be Mekadosh again, as opposed to the Kedusha Shalayim and Mikdash. So he says like this. He says, because this is Kedusha Shalayim and Mikdash is because of Shechina. And the Shechina is not Betela. Okay? So we just wanted to understand, what does he mean by the Shechina is not Betela? What exactly does that mean? What? Oh. That was our second question. What does it mean the Shechina is not Betela? Okay. Then the Rambam goes on to explain why Eretz Yisrael is different and why in Eretz Yisrael the Eretz Yisrael is two Kedushas, and he explains also why in Eretz Yisrael the second Kedusha lasts forever. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. He says, "Avolchi of Aris b'shvius u'maisros, eino element neishu shehu kibush rabim." So the only reason that Yechayev in shvius u'maisros, in other words, kedusha sa'aretz, is because it was kibush. The chivan shenilkach aris miyadehem butla kibush, and once the land was taken from them, so the kibush was butl. The niftaro minatora mi'maisros u'mishvius sherei eino min eretz Yisrael. The chivan she'ola Ezra v'kitcha. When Ezra went up and was mekadosh the second time, lo kitcha v'kibush. He wasn't mekadosh v'kibush, ela b'chazaka. She'ech zikuba. U'lefichach kol makom she'ech zikuba ole bavel, v'neskadesh b'kdushas Ezra ha'shniya, u'mekudosh hayom. V'af api she'nilkach horas mimeno. V'chayev b'shviyus u'b'maisos al derch sh'b'yan v'lechus truma. So Ram explains that once you had Kedushas Ezra, it's not Batel. Why? Because Kedushas Yeshua is Batel because it was based on Kibush. And once the Kibush was Batel, So the Kedusha's bottle. But Kedusha's Ezra wasn't based on Kibush, it was based on the Chazakah. So apparently the Rambam holds, the Chazakah is not Patela. Right. So you have Shechinah is not Patela, Chazakah is not Patela. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah asks a very powerful question. He says that why is Chazakah any different than Kibush? Just like Kibush, when he said that Kibush's butl was taken away, so it's butl. So too by Chazakah, we should say the same thing. Once it was taken away from them, so the Chazakah's butl. Moreover, he says, in Kibush is Chazakah. So you have Chazakah the first time also. So why should the first one be butl, point around? That's the Kesef Mishnah's powerful kasha. All right, so the Ravitz is like this. Amar Avram, Sfaras Atzmo Yizu. Okay, so the Ravid maintains that the Kedushas, Migdash and Shechina, and Yerushalayim, it's totally in the same machlekes of Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shad, Kitchel Laslava. There's no two machlekes in here, according to the Rav. There's one machlekes. Question is, if Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is La'olam, so then Migdash Yerushalayim are La'olam. Because Migdash Yerushalayim are part of Eretz Yisrael. And if Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Batel, so then Kedusha Migdash Yerushalayim are also Batel. There's no two machlekes in the Gemara. They're both the same. He says, "Lo chilek bein Migdash liYerushalayim l'shaar Eretz Yisrael." There's no difference between the two. There's absolutely no difference between the two. Yeah, the question in the Ravid is, does the Ravid mean without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael there is no Kedushas Migdash liYerushalayim? Or does he hold that Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim can exist without Eretz Yisrael? But he holds that if Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo, so once the bias is Chorev, then the Kedusha is gone. It's totally in the Binyan of bias. I mean, we don't know. He doesn't commit himself. Rav doesn't commit himself. He just says, Lo Cholak Be Mikdash Yerushalayim L'Shor Eretz Yisrael. But at any rate, there's only one machlekes. Question is, if Kedusha Rishona of Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel L'Shaita L'Asad Lavo, then you have Migdash Yerushalayim as well, straight through. And if it's not, so then definitely, once the Migdash was Chorev, so there was no Kedusha anymore. Okay, so the Ravi goes on. He says, V'lo Od, he says, not only that, Elashani Omer Shafilu Reb Yosi Dama Kedusha Shniyo Kitchel L'Asad Lavo. But even according to Biyosi that says Kitchel Lasad Lavo, Lo Omar El Lashor Eretz Yisrael, Avo Li Yerushalayim La Migdash Lo Omar, Lafi Shehayodeya Ezra Shah Migdash Yerushalayim Asidim Lishtanos Ulis Kadesh Kiddush Acher Olami Bechvod Hashem La Olam Kach Niglali Misor Hashem Li Reyav Lafichach Anichnas At Hashem Ein Bakars. Okay, and so the Ravid maintains the reverse of the Rambam. That not only is it Kedushas Mikdash and Shechina is extant, not only that's not true, but he maintains that it's even less than Eretz Yisrael. Because by the Kedushas Shechina, the designation was limited. It was only for that time. Because Ezra knew that the ultimate Kiddush would be through Kvod Hashem. Okay, and that he says, Kach niglo li misod Hashem li reyav. So, I mean, we just mentioned that it's funny, like, that he's going off on something that sounds more like drush than halacha. I mean, where is he coming from? I mean, you know, usually Rishonim are talking from a common source. I mean, it sounds like all of a sudden it's going into a completely different thing. So that was the other point we made. What the Ravid is saying is the Rambam's concept, the Shechina in Betel, is a Svaras Atzma. There's no Svar like that. That idea doesn't exist. That's what the Ravid is arguing. Okay? But he's saying on the contrary, that there's no such concept like that, so it can't be superior to Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, however, he says it's inferior. Because Kedushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim, because he knew Benavua that it's going to have ultimately a different Gilui Shechina, so he was only Mekadosh for that time.
So according to the Ravid.
And what the Ravid is saying is like this, that when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so it is the Maisa Chazaka that's the Mekadosh. But when it comes to Kedushas Shechina, it's the Kavanas HaMekadosh that's important. The Kavanas HaMekadosh. Okay? Because in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's just simply the Maisa Chazaka of Mekadosh, and that's it. But when it comes to Kedushas Shechina, so over there, it's the Das HaMekadosh that plays a central role. And since his Das was that eventually, or in the third Mikdash, it'll be a different type of Kedusha, B'chor Hashem Li'olam. So therefore, the Das HaMekadosh was limited to Bayis Sheni. When it comes to Shechina, Shechina is totally in Das HaOdom. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's totally in Amaisa, not totally in Das HaOdom. Okay? And apparently, the Ravid al Sod Hashem Li'Reyav is different than Svar Satzma. But, what? Right. One thing the Ravid is saying clearly is that if the Kedushas Ezra was a Kedusha Li'olam, that then you could not have the third Kedusha of the the Kvod Hashem Li'olam. Kvod Hashem Li'olam. You couldn't have that third Kedusha because it wouldn't be able to be Chal on anything.
We think that there will be a third qualitatively.
That's what he has. Yeah. So that's a good question. So the question is, why can't you say that the Kedusha Shniya really is L'Asad Lavo, like the Rambam holds, and like the Ravid holds, because Kedusha Shol is Kedusha L'Shat, Kedusha Sezra, Kedusha Shniya is Lo Batla, and therefore Migdash Yerushalayim is also Lo Batla. But the Kvod Hashem Li'olam is a third dimension. It's all Safas Kedusha. So Sofas Kedusha. The Nafmin would be Bisman is as a mutter or not. The Ravid is saying emphatically that it can't be such a thing. It had to be that Ezra's Kedusha was limited. Okay? Why can't it be that the Kedusha really was not limited? But then the Kedusha lost its lovo b'chvod Hashem Li'olam. That's all Sofas Kedusha. It's the third of the dimension. Apparently, Hills, that's impossible. Okay, so let's leave that as a question also. Why is that impossible? The next halacha we talk about is halacha yidal. Kama kam shalonase b'chol eilu. Says machlekes in the Gemara, if it's b'chol eilu or echad mikol eilu. So there's a whole list of things. I mean, there's Urim V'Tumim, there's Melech, there's Novi, there's Sanhedrin, there's the Lachmei Todo. And a whole seder advarim. So the Rambam says, "Kol makom shelo nasa b'chol elu k'seder hazeh, ein kiddush gomor." So we want to know what does it mean ein kiddush gomor, or Kafach's translation is lo neskadosh hamakom kiddush gomor. All right. What?
I think he says makom,
but it's the same thing. Lo neskadosh kiddush gomor. Yeah. So we want to understand what is the concept of kiddush gomor and kiddush ein gomor. And moreover, the mashmoyes from the Rambam is that the mashmoyes is two mashmoyes from the Rambam. One mashmoyes from the Rambam is that you can do it, but the question is, how could you do it? How could you eat the lachmei todo in a place where it's not kadosh? Okay, so Taisvus asks that question, but Taisvus on Daf Tesvav of Maral for Taisvus explains that avodasu mechan chasa, that as you do the avoda. So as you eat it, so it's Mekadosh simultaneously. But according to the Rambam, it's not Niskadosh. So it's not Niskadosh, so what right do you have to do it? So it should be Asur to do it. Moreover, another mashmoyes from the Rambam is that you could do it with one or with many as you could. I mean, where does the Rambam get that? Because the Machlokas in the Gemara really is, do you need Bichol Elu? which means every one of these elements, or else echod mikol elo. So echod mikol elo means it's just a maisa. So the question is, where do you see there's a superiority in having more of these things? I mean, where do you see it's a quantitative thing? One mandama holds you have to do all of them. That's one possibility. The other possibility is one. So the Ram shouldn't have said kol makom shlanasa becholelu. He should have said kol makom shlanasa beechad meelu, ein kiddush gamar. What additional benefit do you have if you add more than one? The other mandama says echad mikolelu. He says, of course, one's enough. So once you have echad mikolelu, so that's it. Where do you see that there's a superiority of over echad mikolelu? The other choice, either it's bicholelu or echad mikolelu. But once you have echad mikolelu, where do you see that if you add another one, that there's any kind of superiority there? Okay, that was another question we raised. Then, of course, the next question we asked was that where the Rama says that Ezra, what did he do with shtei todos? It was zichron hushasa. It was a zichron balma. So, I mean, we want to understand, he's not the only one that says that, but what does Zichron Balma mean? I mean, what is it? Zichron Balma just to remind people? I mean, there must be some significance in Zichron. Okay? The next question we asked was the Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. So he's quoting the Mishnah. Kol Ha'atzom Kodeshes Mikol Ha'aratzos. Perek Shvi, Halacha Yud Beis. Umay Kedushasa Shemivim Mimeno Ha'omar Shtei Alechem Vabikurim. So that's the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting, in the end of Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, he only speaks in terms of Chayev and Shvius and Maisros. Trumas and Maisros. Shvius, Trumas and Maisros. So the question is, what kind of a Kedusha is he introducing here? A new type of a Kedusha that you bring the Omer from it? And what happened to the Kedusha of Trumas and Maisros that he was dealing with in the end of Perek Vav? And what's this new idea? Shemevin mimena. Omer, Shtei Lechem, it's very nice. You bring the Omer from there. What kind of a Kedusha is that? And that's not really a Kedusha. Kedusha is where you're chayev in mitzvos. So you're chayev in Trumos, you're chayev in Maisros, I mean, Shvius. I mean, that's Kedusha. But that it happens to be you bring the Omer from there. Okay, that's halacha. It's only kosher if it's from Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of kedusha is that? And what's the concept of such a kedusha? Okay. Then the next halacha, where the Rambam says, Eser kedusha same Eretz Yisrael, v'zula ma'ala mizu. Ayoros ha'mukafo schoma, mekudoshos mish'or ha'oretz. So how is it mekudosh from the rest of the land? Shemeshalchem mitochon esam etzoroyim. Okay. So you send the mitzorayim, the shiluach mitzorayim from the batei arei choma. Because it's batei yeshiv mechutz l'machane marshevo. So there's a din of shiluach mitzorayim. Okay? Then he goes into other things. But the Rambam in Bias Migdosh, speaks differently about the same topic. He says, mitzvah saseh l'shaleach kol ha'tmeim min ha'migdosh. Shenema v'yishalchu min ha'machane kol tzur v'chol zo v'chol tamil l'nafesh. Because that's a mitzvah to say to be mishalech all the tmeim. Okay, zeh machne omer kanu machne shchina shumi pesach ezras yisrael ulufnim shomei ani shamitzora v'azor v'tamei nei shlosh tamu makom echad tamu lomar v'mitzora bod yeshu chasam machne moshev zeh machne yisrael shumi pesach yerushalayim ulufnim ma mitzora shetamasa chamura chama shiluch mishilu chavero af kol shetamasa chamura chama shiluch mishilu chavero. Okay, lafichach meshalchin es hamitzora chutz legimul machnos shu chutz liyerushalayim. Because the Rambam gives you the parameters of the nature of the metameh and how and the extent of the shiluach. But at any rate, whatever it is, he says meshalchin es hametzora chutz legimel machanos. So gimel machanos is outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, and then the Rambam comes back to it in halacha ches. If he goes, if he enters into the other cities that are mukaf chama, afal pishena rashoi lufishnema bari yeshiv ain't a loka. So over here, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about shiluach mitzoroyim from the batei arechama. He seems to say the mitzvah shiluach is only from the three machanos. And then it's a separate halacha that the mitzvah shouldn't go back into a batei arechama, because it's batei jeshiv. But not that there's a mitzvah shiluach. Masha ena kein beis habechira, he makes it very clear that hayaros amukafos choma mekidoshos mishor haaretz shemeshalchin mitochon es hamitzorayim. So apparently shiluach hamitzorayim is not limited to the three machanos, but it's the mitzvah shiluach mitzorayim for the rebate arechama as well. Okay, but the Rambam in Bias Mikdash sounds like that doesn't exist. Because he says it's only the mitzvah shiluach mitzorayim is only from the mikdash and the three machanos. Okay, it's a tough Rambam. Rambam is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tesvav, where he talks about the batei arechama. So he says like this: Ein somchin ella al choma hamukefes v'shas kibush aretz. Okay. That the only choma that you rely on that's considered a valid choma is a choma that was mukaf at the time of kibush aretz. Ketzad ir shelo haysa mukefes choma b'shosh kibush Yeshua es aretz. So if you have a city that wasn't mukaf choma from the time that Yeshua did kibush, afa pishim mukefes ato, even though right now it has a choma, harei kibatei chatzerim. So it's just like a regular city. Ve'ir shoyisam mukefes choma b'mei Yeshua, afa pishim ena mukefes ato, even though it's not mukaf ato, harei kibatei. All right. The plain language of the Rambam is mashma that the cities that were mukaf choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun are still mukaf choma today. Correct? Still mukaf choma today. Okay. And if they weren't, then it's not. Then the Rambam goes on and says like this: V'chivan shegolo b'churban rishon, and once they went to Golos in the first churban, but lo kedushas arechama shehayu b'mei Yeshua. Okay, so now he says that once they went to Golos after the churban bayis rishon, so it was but lo kedushas arechama shehayu b'mei Yeshua. So it sounds like that whole thing is butl. Kivan shaola Ezra b'biashnia niskatchu kolo arma mukafas choma b'oso eis. So all the Orem that are Mukafas Choma at that time is Mashma at the time of Ezra. Okay? B'nei she'biyosam b'mei Ezra, she'i b'yoshniyo k'biyosam b'mei Yeshua. Ma b'yosam b'mei Yeshua, monash mitin v'yavlos v'kitshubot erachom v'nizchayv v'b'maiser, af b'yosam b'mei Ezra, monash mitin v'yavlos v'kitshubot erachom v'nizchayv v'b'maiser. So now it's Mashma the opposite. That once you had what? Once you had Golos, so all the Batei Arachom became Batel. And now you start anew with Ezra. Mm-hmm. So it comes out that it's not true what the Ram says before, that Ir Shehoysom Mukefes Choma B'mei Yeshua Af Pishen Mukefes Ata Hareyu Ki Mukefes. It's not true. Because that was all Batel. That was all Batel. Okay? And now we start again. I mean, it's only, and it's not true the other way also. Yesha lohoi sa mekefes chom b'shosh kibush Yeshua sa'or. It's alfishim mekefes ato, harei kibatei chatzerim. That's not true either. Because you have Ezra, who was Mekadesh. So the way they learn the Rambam is, the regular way to learn the Rambam is, when the Rambam says ato, so he doesn't mean now. It means ata before the Chorban. Ata before the Chorban. Okay. What?
Why does it matter? Why can't it be
ata
after?
Because once they were Galu, so the whole thing became Batel, right? So now, once they all became Batel, so now I mean now it's totally in whether it was Mukaf Choma in time of Ezra or not.
Right.
Right? So the Ata is a funny kind of an Ata. I mean, the Ata is saying that, I mean, what is the significance of the Atah? I mean, it's a halacha for Yeshua. It's a halacha before Golas. I mean, it's a strange kind of a halacha. I mean, it has no validity anymore. I mean, there's no reason for it. Yeah, it's like Hilchas LeMashiach. I mean, what is the significance of that? At any rate, the Ravid argues on the Rambam. Why? Because the Ravid says like this. Amar Avram is very sharp. He picks it out of the Rambam. Chidush Gadol ani roa b'kan. Dehu kvar kedushas Yeshua. Dehu savar kedushas Yeshua lo kitchel asid lavo. That's what he basically holds. And kedushas Yeshua lo kitchel asid lavo, because he says since they went to the Golas, it was all bottled. Vahadarama afa pishenu mukefes ata harei kumukefes. Ratzaloma shakadush rishon lo butla cha butla oratz. Chidush gadol uze. In other words, he's learning in the Rambam that the ata is before the gullus. Okay, it would seem. He doesn't commit himself. But it would seem that he's learning the ata is before the gullus. But what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that if the wall fell down, so the whole thing, this whole Rambam, where he says that it's totally from the Zman Yeshua ben Nun, he says, that's really telling you that it's totally from the Zman Yeshua ben Nun up till the Golas. So what does that mean? It means that if the wall fell down sometime between the Kibush Yeshua ben Nun and the Golas, so it still has a din of what?
Of Mukefes.
I mean, that's what the Rambam must be saying. Because what is he saying? I mean, he must be saying that it's mukefes ata, means that even though there's no choma, it still has a din of a choma up till that time. Okay? So the Ravid says that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because since he holds kedusha rishono as kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel asid lavo, so if he held kedusha rishono kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel asid lavo, so then it's true. Then it wouldn't matter. Then it'll go beyond the structure. But if you hold kedusha shana kitchel shaita v'lo kitchel asid lavo, so it means that the moment the structure is bottled, so the kedusha is bottled, because there's nothing permanent there. In other words, that's the whole idea, that the whole idea of the kedusha shana kitchel shaita v'lo kitchel asid lavo means that whenever the thing becomes bottled, like when you take away the land, so the phenomenon is gone. So the kedusha is gone too. So what?
The kedusha of the
aretz is there. That's true. But the kedusha of the bate orechoma, which is mukefes choma. So he says no, it's a separate kedusha. But he says why should that exceed? Why should that be different than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That the kedusha is dependent upon the situation. So the situation of a batei arachoma is a certain situation. It's a surrounded wall. So if you don't have the wall, you don't have the kedusha anymore. It's a conditional type of kedusha. Once you're saying it's conditional, so it should be, the wall should be just as conditional as anything else. Why should you differentiate between the wall and between the land itself? I mean, that's the Ravitz kasha. That's the Rav's kasha. If you say kitchel asid lavo, so it's eternal, so it's not totally in the mechitzis anymore. But if you say it's lo kitchel asid lavo, so it means to say the kedusha only exists as long as you have the conditions. So once you lose the condition of bat erechoma, in other words, what's the mekadesh? The fact that it's bat erechoma. The choma is mekadesh. Once the choma is gone, so there's no condition. Where does the kedusha come from?
It just designates the year that has a shame mukaf, and that's dependent upon what the status was at the time of Yeshua. Even if the wall came down, the status of the year was defined that way, and as long as the Kedusha Aris is intact, the Kedusha Aris is a different...
I was arrived at saying that if you say Kitcha L'Shaita, so it means that Kedusha is dependent on the condition. What's the condition over here? The condition is Mechitzis, because that's the Mekadesh. So you could say that if the Mechitzis came in later, there was no Mekadesh, because Yeshua ben Nun was Mekadesh only by Kibush, that you could say. But to say that the Kedusha survives without the condition of the Mechitza, which is the Mekadesh, where does the Rambam get that from? That's why he says, Chidush Gadol ani roa kan. Where does he get that from?
Because
Unless you say Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shatim Kitchel Lavo means that it doesn't matter whether the land is taken away, there are no conditions, or whether the machitzas are gone, then that's true. That's a different concept. Okay? Well, but the Ram's not saying that. Because the Ram happens to hold Kedusha Rishon, he said it's bottle. He says the moment that Kivan Shegolo, Bukhobin Rishon, bottle Kedusha Arichoma. So that's the Ravitz question. He says, he says, Chiddush Gadol Huzeh, Ve'ein Samchan Alav. Why? Sheharishonos Batlu Misha Batla Ha'aretz. The first ones are Batl from the time that the Aretz is Batl, Afal Pisha Chomos HaKayemes, even though it has a Choma. Ve'im Nafla Chomoson Miyad Batla Kedushasan, because the Kedushas Mechitzas. That's the svar of the mandam, the Kedusha Shana, Kishla Shadlo, Kishla Shadlova. Because you can't, you're always contingent on the conditions. That's the type of a Kedusha. It's a contingent Kedusha on conditions. So if that's the case, so then where do you find this new halacha that Mechitza, which is a Mekadesh, can survive even though the Mekadesh is not there? I mean, just like you say that Kibush is bottle. So once the kibush is batal, so the kedusha is batal. Over here too, once the cause of the kedusha, in other words, once the substance of the kedusha of machitza is batal. So I mean, by what virtue does it survive? Unless you say kedusha and kedusha and kedusha lost love, that somehow there's an intrinsic kedusha that goes on and on, no matter what the conditions. So then you have to say that batei rechama like the Ram. But the Ram says to himself, he says, because the Ram maintains that Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Asad level. So, therefore, it's the Kedushas depend upon condition. If it's depend upon condition, once the Choma's gone, where is your condition that's Mekadesh? Where do you see this idea that the Kedusha survives the condition? According to the Manda Amar of Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Asad level. Okay? So Moshe Soloveitchik answers this machlekes Ram and Raivan. He says it's really the same machlekes lishitasam as you had before in Perek Vav Alachatas Vav. Same machlekes, because the Ram over there said that Shechina in a Bateva, that Migdash Yerushalayim is not Bata. So what did the Rambam hold? So the Rambam held is a kedushas machitzos, and a kedushas machitzos is not Bata. The Ravid didn't hold as a Kedushas Mechitzos. So he hold that it depends upon Kitchel Shaitov, Kitchel Osad Lavo, intrinsic in Eretz Yisrael. But Kedushas Mechitzos, he didn't separate out Kedushas Mechitzos and say Kedushas Mechitzos is any different. So he said that the Rambam maintains that Kedushas Mechitzos is forever, is not Batel. So he says the same thing is true by Bate Ore Choma, that Bate Orechoma is a Kedushas Mechitzos. So therefore, according to the Rambam, whose Shita is that Migdash in Yerushalayim is not Batel, why? Because it's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So he will hold the Shitaso that the Kedushas Bate Orechoma are not Batel also, because it's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So therefore, even though he paskins Kedushas Shana Kitzel Shaita V'lo Kitzel Asad Lavo, but he paskins that, they're both paskin that way. He paskins that with regard to Eretz Yisrael, but not with regard to Migdash and Yerushalayim. Why? Because over there Shechina Nebetela. But he's learning it's because Kedushas Mechitzos. Okay? How he fits it into Shechina Nebetela, we don't know. But that's what he says. He just says simply that the Rambam in Perek Vav in Beis Abchira, where he says that the Shechina is Eina Batela and Yerushalayim and Migdash is Kedusha is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavo, but that was never Batel, he says, because that's the Kedushas Mechitzos. And a Kedushas Mechitzos is not Batel. So he says, so similarly over here, the Kedushas Batei Arechoma, what kind of a Kedusha is it? It's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So Kedushas Mechitzos is not Batel. So that's why the Rambam holds that the Kedushas Mechitzos Batei Arechoma is not Batel at all. Okay? But the Rambam does say Kivan Shegalu, yeah. It is Batel, so it's not like Migdash in Yerushalayim. So there he answers very well. He says that there's a difference between Migdash in Yerushalayim between Batei Rechama. That Migdash in Yerushalayim are independent Kedushas Mechitzos. They don't need Eretz Yisrael. Because you see, you had the Mishkan before Eretz Yisrael. So you had the Kedusha. But the Arechoma is a phenomenon which is in Eretz Yisrael. It's contingent on Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the moment Kedusha Sa'aretz is butl, so the Bate Arechoma butl as well. Okay? So that's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid Lashitasam. The question all boils down to, is there Kedushas Mechitzas or not? According to the Ravid, there's no Kedushas Mechitzas. So therefore, his question is very good. No Kedushas Mechitzas. So therefore, the moment you lose the Choma, so the Kedushas Batal, because there's no Makadosh. And according to the Rambam, it was from Kedushas Mechitzas, so the Kedushas Mechitzas is Lol and Vod. The only thing is that there's a difference between the Kedushas Mechitzas of Migdash and Yerushalayim and the Kedushas Mechitzas of Batei Rechama. Migdash and Yerushalayim has its own Kedusha, and it doesn't require Eretz Yisrael. V'ho Raya, you see Mishkan, okay? Mishkan, Gilgal, before the Yeshiva Shekivshu, Yeshiva Shekhilku, there still was Kedusha. But Kedushas Batei Rechama, you don't have, it's an accident in Eretz Yisrael, it's a human Eretz Yisrael. It's a component of Eretz Yisrael. Once you lose Eretz Yisrael, so then the whole thing is bottled. Okay? That's the way he learns. The Kedusha of the three Machanos were really always existed. Shalosh Machanos Hayu B'Midbar. Okay? Machane Yisrael, and then you have Machane and Machane Leviyah and Machane Shechina.
So it's just that's where it settled.
So he says in the Rambam, Kineg Dol Adoris, Mepesach Ad Har Abayis, Kemachane Yisrael, Mepesach Abayis Ad Pesach Azor Shushar Nikinar, Kemachane Leviyah, Mepesach Azor Ofnim, Machane Shechina. So therefore, those all go together. And they're not contingent on Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That's Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Shviyi. And the only, Tosfos says it there. But the only problem you have is, the Rambam says, Shechina Eino B'Tela. Okay? So, the Rambam, it's okay to say the Rambam holds Kedushas Mechitzas. But the Rambam says, Shechina Eino B'Tela. Right? So, you're going to have a hard time explaining Shechina Eino B'Tela and Batei Arechama. Because the Rambam seems to say that the only reason why he says, why? The Rambam doesn't say, because it's Kedushas Mechitzas. So you could say he means Kedushas Mechitzas. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But the only thing is that you're going to have to treat it the same way as Yerushalayim. So, if Yerushalayim is Mitnei Ashchina and Shechina in a Betela, so what kind of Shechina is there in Batei Arechoma? I mean, that would seem to be a difficulty in how he's interpreting the Rambam. The question we're asking on Rav Moshe's Torah is that according to him, it's Tali and Kedushas Mechitzas, which is very nice. So, once you have Kedushas Mechitzas is Niskadosh Liola, except by Batei Arechoma, which is contingent. You need the substratum of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have the substratum anymore. So now the Kedushas is bottled. Okay. But that's fine. If you could put that into the Rambam, it's okay. But the only thing is the Rambam does give a reason. And Migdash Yerushalayim, he says, so you're going to have to say that same reason is going to apply to Batei Arechoma. But what kind of a concept is that in Batei Arechoma that the Shechina is Eina B'Tela? What kind of a Shechina is in Batei Arechoma?
Why do you apply the Shechina in Batei Arechoma?
Because, the Rambam explains why he holds the Kedusha is not Batel. He says, V'loma ani omer b'mikdash v'yushalayim Kedusha shana kishalas ad lavo. He says, V'fisha Kedusha shana mikdash v'yushalayim b'nei ha-Shechina, Shechina Eina
B'Tela. Right, that's why I only mikdash, that's not Batei Arechoma.
I know, but if you're going to say just because Kedusha is Mechitzas, so what do you need Shechina for? If Batei Arechoma is not Batel, because it just has a mechitza, anything has a mechitza is not bottled. So then why does he have to say Mnei Ashchina? Ashchina in a betel. What's got to do with Ashchina in a betel? Right? I mean, I think that's a kasha. Personally, yes. He's saying that really the Ramos Kedushas Mechitzas are not bottled. But why does he say by Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yerushalayim and Megdosh? Because there it wasn't bottled even during the Chorban. So that's where he says Mnei Ashchina. In other words, you're going to have to interpret the what?
Because it's completely independent from the Aris.
Because, in other words, he's not explaining to you the idea that Kedushas Machitzas are not bottle. That he's assuming. But he's telling you that the Kedushas Machitzas, that the Kedusha, in other words, his question, he holds Kedushas Machitzas are not bottle. Once after Kedushas Machitzas, different kind of Kedusha. And that's why Kedusha Shalayim and Migdash are Kedushas Machitzas, and that's why they're not bottle. But during the Churban, there's going to be a difference between Bat Erechoma and between Yerushalayim and Migdash. So he's learned the Rambam, the Neima Ani Omer, the Migdash Shalayim, Kedusha Shalayim, Kedusha Shalayim, Kedusha Shalayim, Kedusha Shalayim.
That's not for loss of Lovo in terms of for all future time. That's just for the intervening period of after the Gaulis.
Right. Lefisha Gdusha Migdash Lime and Ashkina, Ashkina and Batela. So he's just talking about the during the Churban, he means. Why it transcends the Churban. That's Ashkina. But the Kedushas Mechitzos is really the reason why Kedushas Mechitzos is a different kind of a Kedusha. I mean, then it's not... Then, but the thing is, it's not because the Shechina's Eina Betela has nothing to do with the fact that Shechina's Eina Betela. It just has to do with the fact that the Shalosh Machanos are not contingent on Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's what it is. Because if Bat Erechoma was not contingent on Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedushas Machitzas would survive without the Shechina. I mean, so there's nothing, so you're still going to have a little bit of a problem there. I interpret the Rambam, Nei Ashkina. Ashkina ain't a betela. What do you mean Ashkina ain't a betela? That's really not really the case. Okay. One thing I'd add also more, that you still have to bring in line, I mean, what the Batei Arechoma have to do with the Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim, somehow, I mean. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some kind of this Kedushas Machitzas business, I mean, there has to be some kind of a connection. You know what I mean? Like just pizzas. I mean, yeah. Just because it's a wall, it's Kedusha Mechitzas. I mean, Kedusha Mechitzas, I understand where it's a Yerushalayim and Migdash, but about the Arechoma, I mean, what does that got to do with... There must be something, it must have something to do with it. It must have something in common with it. Yeah. It's just a different kind of Kedusha Mechitzas. Okay. But what we were trying to say is, I mean, tentatively, was that according to Reb Moshe, it comes up, Bat Erechoma has Kedushas Mechitzas. So what does Kedushas Mechitzas do? It means it's not contingent on the condition, but it's a Kedusha that is, it's Omeres Me'atzma. So once you have the Bat Erechoma, so you have the Kedushas Mechitzas, so it's a Chalei Shem of Bat Erechoma, an abstract. Okay, even though the mechitz actually is not there. So once you have that chaleshem, even though it's true that once kedusha saritz is bottle, so the it's true the kedushas bate arachoma is bottle, but the shame bate arachoma is not bottle, because the entity became an entity. So therefore, what will happen is that when Ezra comes back, it'll be niskadesh. Those but the Arechoma as well. So therefore, when the Rambam says that Kivan Shalar Zabishni Niskachu Kol Arma Makafas Chama Basa Ace, he means both. He means the ones that were considered Harei Hein Ata Harei Hiki Mukefes. So therefore, it has a Chalashem, it's as if it's Mukefes. And once Ezra came back, so the Kedusha came back to both the ones that were Mukafos physically, and the ones that were mukafos from the time Yeshua ben Nun that were kimukafos ata. So then the Rambam would be saying, so the ata would be very good. Okay? Right. So when he says, Ketzad Yishlo Haitzu Mukafas Choma Beshua Shekibu Sheshua Sahara, Safkishu Mukafas Ata, Harei Kibate Chatzerim. So what he means is the ones from Yoshua. He's not talking about the ones that Ezra was Mekadesh because they were Mukaf Choma then. But he strictly, that he explains later.
So what time is Ata referring to?
Ata is referring to now, but he means not the ones that, aside from the ones that Ezra was Mekadesh. In other words,
those should have been included though, because they had.
What he's saying is you need a Mekadesh. neither Mekadesh either of Yeshua or the Mekadesh of Ezra. But if it has a wall now, which means, and it's not included in the Kiddush of Yeshua, and it's not, and, I mean, it's not included in the Kiddush of Ezra, so then it's not. That's what it means. What? But if it was included in Kiddush Yeshua, then it's good. Okay? That's right. And if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, it's equal above. You're going to have to say that, so yeah. So the Gemara is like this, that... So Beis Chonyo is a bummer. And it's a bummer, and some say it was L'Shem Shemayim. So the question is it Mutar Makriv B'Bama? So Ksava Beis Chonyo love Beis Avodah Zarah. The Ksava Kedush Rishon, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asud Lava. There's an equation between Menucha and Nachla, and just like I have Heter Bamos after Shiloh, so I have Heter Bamos after Yerushalayim as well. Amrulei Amrit, so I said to him, did you say that? Amrulo. I didn't say that. Amarav Halakima Amra Vagamir Nulemine my time Makala Hadabe Mishum Kashid Rav Mari. The most of Rav Mari Kedushas Shiloh Yeshachra Heter. Kedushas Yerushalayim Einachra Heter. Okay. Vote Nam Mishabol Yerushalayim Nestor Bums Lehoilem Oda Heter. The Yisola Nachla. Okay. So the Gemara says that even if I hold Kedushas Shana Kitchel Shaitom below Kitchel Asad Lava, but nevertheless, after Yerushalayim, you still don't have a Heter Bamos. Why? I there's no Kedusha. It's Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Asad Lava. So after Kedushas Yerushalayim, it should be just like after Kedushas Shiloh. And once the Kedusha is bottled, so it should be Mutter. So the answer is that there's no Heter Bamos, a separate halacha, that there's no Heter Bamos after Yerushalayim. So why not? I mean, what prevents it? So that's what the Rav said, that Yerushalayim has a separate Kedusha. Kedusha is Bechira. Amokam Hashiv Hashem. So the Kedusha is Bechira is the Oser on the Bamos. That Kedusha always is. Whether you hold Kitchel HaShait or Kitchel HaSlovo, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Kishayu Bonin Behechol, Osin Kloyim Lehechol, Ukloyim LaAzara. Okay, that's so that you shouldn't look inside the Hechel. Okay. But basically, what is Halacha? Halacha is that Rabbi Eliezer said that they make Kloyim for the Hechel. And they make Kloyim for the Azar. So the Gemara deduces from this that he must hold Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Hashaita, the low Kitchel Asabalo. Okay? So if you need the walls, if you need the mechitzos, so then we say kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel l'asad lava, right? If you don't need the mechitzos, like Rabbi Yeshua holds, makriven af pishein bayis, ochlin kachik kadashim af pishein kloyim, and kachim kalam ma'is hashen af pishein choma, so then you hold kedusha rishon a kishul hashaita v'kishul asad lava. Okay? So Rashi explains, kloyim lehechol, kosol kadaitach b'mokom chomos hechol. Sheyehe mizbeach habonui b'azor akorui asher pesach olmoi. Sheomole kein lehoyim akriven achi yigamar habinyin. So therefore, they needed the kloyim in order there should be Pesach al Moed. So apparently, what's the what does the kloyim do? The kloyim gives it a din of Pesach al Moed. So the question is, and the Gemara says that this machlokus is contingent on kitchel shaita kitchel asad lava. So the question is, why is it contingent upon that? That's the major question here. In other words, why, if you say kitchel ashaita velo kitchel asad lavo, so then we say that you have to build a kloyim. If you, because you need Pesach Hol Moed, if you say Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavo, so you don't need the Koyim, and you don't need the Pesach Hol Moed. I mean, why? You still need Pesach Hol Moed. Mm-hmm. Why can't you say Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavo, but you still need the Koyim? Because you still need Pesach Hol Moed. What is it ever Sheikhas to the Machlekes of Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavo? Okay, that was our question here. So the Gemara finally says, anyways, that. So then we moved on to the piece of Torah from the Rav in the Shir Muzecha Abba Mari Chelik Beis. Right? Yeah. So the Rav quotes the Ramban. You have the Ramban? Got it on the paper there? It's good enough. Okay.
How
many brought in that Tosfos? We'll bring it in now,
but later. I thought we brought it by Rav Moshe to show that Tosfos really.
Oh, really? Okay, let me take a look.
I don't know.
Well, we can bring it in later.
Still recording.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so the Ramban on Zocho V'Shamar. So everybody knows from the Gemara in Beitza that Shabbos is Mekudesh Yomed. That's why you don't say Mekadesh Shavua Shabbos, or you say Mekadesh Shabbos for Yisrael Vazmanim, because Yisrael Mekadesh Vazmanim, but Shabbos is Mekudesh Yomed from Sheshmei Breishis. So it's a double pasha from the Gemara that there's no such thing as Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos. Yet the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that there is, because he says Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. So he says, Zochreyu b'divrei shevach v'kiddush. So it's mashma from the Rambam that there's divrei kiddush also on Shabbos. That's the Rambam with Perek Chof Tes, correct? Yeah. Mitzvah sasem in atar l'kadesh yisiyom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. L'kadesh yisiyom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. Shenema zochar yisiyom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. So apparently there's a lach of being mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos. Kloma, Zachreyo, Zechiras, Shevach, Vekiddush. Okay. So it's mashma, plain language in Rama's mashma, that Yisrael is mekadosh the Shabbos. That's the mitzvah, Zachas Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. So the question is, but it's mekudosh v'omeid. Moreover, there's a Ramban in Parshas on the Zochav HaShomor, but the Ramban says like this. Ramban says, "Avol Rabosenu od bo medrash mimilas lekacho, shenekachehu bizichron ki inyan v'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana, shehayaton kiddush bezin loma biyovel mekudish mekudish, afkan tzivo shenisker asyom haShabbos bekodshenu also, v'chach amru b'mechilta lekacho kacheh b'bracha, mikan amru mekachin alayayim b'knisaso." Ainly Elul Yom Lelaila Minayin Tamalama Shmartam. Okay. So. Yeah. So the Rav said, from here you see clearly that there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos on the part of Klal Yisrael. Because the Ramban says just like v'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana. And moreover, the Gemara says, the Gemara finally says that Ein li ela b'layla b'yom minayin. The Gemara says, how do you know if you can make Kiddush b'yom? So the Rav asked the question, he says, why can't you make Kiddush b'yom? If it's just Allah of being maskir the Yom HaShabbos, so it's one day, so what's the difference? Why is Laila superior? Okay. But if you say it's Allah of being Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos, so then you could say that you Mekadosh, the mitzvah to be Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos is both chelkei hayom. So it means laila and yom. So the mitzvah is lekacho b'laila. That we know. But how do you know b'yom where you're missing one chelik of the kiddush? So that's why the Gemara says you have to have a separate lima to tell you that even b'yom it's still not too late to do it. But regardless, what you see from the Ramban and from the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah lekadesh yom haShabbos, which goes against our basic understanding that Shabbos is mekudesh v'yom be'mishesh shesmei breishis and doesn't need any kiddush. Okay? So the Rav wanted to establish from this, in a beautiful piece of Torah in there, it's being Kiddush Kemekadesh HaShabbos. So he brings many rayas that Shabbos is also called Moed. One rayas in the Pasuk was in Amor, Elamor de Hashem Shetikro, or some Mikro HaKodesh, Hashem in Tasa Malacha. So the first thing it mentions is Shabbos. Of course, you could learn, the way everybody learns, is that that's not that Shabbos is Moed, but that Moadim draw from the formula of Shabbos. Tchilu Mikro HaKodesh. But the Rav wanted to say, no, that the implication is clear that it really is considered a moed. So he wanted to say that Shabbos has two shemos. It's a shame, it's mekudesh from sheish shemei bereishis, and it's also considered a moed like moadim, kedushas moadim as well. Okay? All right. So, I mean, the question is, it's very hard to understand that Shabbos is considered a moed. That Klal Yisrael is Kaveh the Yom HaShabbos, and it doesn't make any sense. So even according to the Rav says, so why don't you say Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos? There is one gears like that in Yerushalmi. But why don't you say it? He says, you don't say it because then it would eclipse the real Mekadesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekudesh V'Yomeh. Okay? So the question in my mind is, how do you bring these two ideas together? I mean, the idea of Moed in Shabbos, and the idea of Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Yomeh. Because once you're going to tell me it's like a Moed, I mean, then there's no difference than Moadim. So where's the Mekudesh V'Yomeh of Shabbos, which is essential, it seems. So I think what we have to say in the Rav's Pshat is like this, that the Shem Moed in Shabbos is not a Kiyum in the Kviyas Hayom of Shabbos. The Kviyas Hayom of Shabbos is really Mekudesh V'Yomeh from Sheish Shemei Bereishis. But it's a kiyum in the Kiddushas Hayom of the Shechina. In other words, without that, it's ma'afsher the Shechina to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. So when Klal Yisrael calls out Mikra Kodesh to the Yom HaShabbos, and they Mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos, so then the Shechina comes and is Mekadesh. It's a necessary prerequisite for the Kiddush. But it's not the Koveya. That's what you have to say. It's not the Koveya. Okay? So this answers another question also. Because the question is, if you Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos really, so why don't you say Mekudosh Mekudosh? There's no way that it says Mekudosh Mekudosh. So the answer is, if you're being Koveya the Yom, so then you say Mekudosh Mekudosh. But if you're just enunciating the fact that you're Mekabel Kedushas Shabbos, that you're Mekadosh the Yom, that's a Mikra Kodesh to you, but you're not being Kaveh the Yom, so then there's no halacha of mentioning Mekudosh Mekudosh, because there's nothing to be chala. The Kviyas Hayom is there. That's what I think you have to say in the Rav's Pshat. Okay? Because the two have to merge in together. So even though it's Ikra Moed, but it's a different kind of Moed than Moadim. In Moadim, the shame Moed is the Koveya for the Yom. And Shabbos is not the Kaveya for the Yom. It's a Kiyum in the Kedushas Shechina of Shabbos. Okay? Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah Shmei Shechina. So the Shechina is Mekadosh. So, yeah. So you have two models. In other words, you have Yom HaShabbos where the Shechina is the Mekadosh, and the concept of Klal Yisrael being Mekadosh and Ikrim and calling it Mikra Kodesh is just a kiyum that makes possible the Shechina to be Mekadosh. And then you have a Kedusha where Klal Yisrael is essentially Mekadosh, which is Kedusha's Moed itself, where Klal Yisrael is Koveya itself. So there the Kedusha's Yisrael creates the Kedusha. Over here in Shabbos, the Kedusha's Yisrael, the Shem Moed makes it possible for the Shechina to be Mekadosh, but it's not a Kiyum and Kviyas Hayom. It's not a Kiyum and Kviyas Hayom. And that's what you have to say in the Rav. See, the concept of Shechina is Kvod Shemayim, because Shechina really is a word that's a noun that comes from a verb, from Shochan. So there's no noun of Shechina really, because it would imply an existence of something else. So Shechina is taken from Shochan. So the term was borrowed from a verb, means God's actions. So, but that always means Kvod Shemayim, because that's what that's when men sees the Kvod Shemayim and Maaseh Hashem. Okay, yeah, Shabbos is a reflection of Maaseh Bereishis, so that's why it's Kavod Hashchina. So the Ramban says that V'chein Amru Noshim Chayevos B'Kiddush Yom Dvar Torah V'Zel Kiddush Alayla V'Fisha Kol Atunim Kiddush Miskachim B'Knisoson Pam Achas. Kigon Kiddush HaChodesh veKiddush HaYovel. Avo bayom asmachta ve'ein bo mekudesh klal shedayenu bepamachas peknisasa. So that's very good according to the way we're interpreting, because the Shem Moed is not the Koveh, but the Shem Moed is really ma'afsha the Shechina to be a mekadesh. So once you do it once, it's not proper to do it a second time. I mean, it implies the first time is no good. So that's why he says that you only do it once. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Rav said a beautiful pshat in Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, it's mashma that Kiddush Rabbah really has a shame Kiddush. The Ravid says Lashon Sagi Noah. But the Rambam's mashma really is the din of Kiddush. So why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? So the Rav said, because in Kiddush, there's divrei shevach v'kiddush. And what is shevach? Shevach is ma'aseh bereishis. And Kiddush is the Kiddushas Hayom. That's why you say in benching, Hayom ha-gadol v'kadosh hazeh. It's Gadol and Kadosh. What is Gadol? Gadol is because it's Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Kadosh is the Kedushas Hayom. So it's two separate factors. So the Rav mentioned it, according to the Rambam, the Borei Pri HaGafen is really Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim HaMelech HaOlam. That's the fact that the Kadosh Baruch is the Borei HaOlam. So that's why it's just the Bracha. And it's called Kedusha Rabbah, because that is a davar gadol, that's the gedulas haShabbos. That's the gedulas haShabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. He said, moreover, the halacha is, according to, there's a Rashi in Brachos that says that by Bar Pri HaGafen, you don't have to drink from the yayin. You make many brachas on Bar Pri on the coast. It's one of the, you make brachas on the coast. So Rashi says, why? Because you make brachas and you're not shoseh. What? Goren Brachalatzma. Goren Brachalatzma, right. So why is that so? So the Rav said, because the Bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen is really, Eino Mashira Alayayan. So it has a din of Shira. So Shabbos morning, when you make the Bar Pri HaGafen, it has a din of Shira. And it has a din of Shira, and the Shira is on Bria Salam. So that's why that's called Kiddusha Rabbah, according to the Rambam. See, the Kiddush is really bizikaron, like the Ramban says. Shenekacheo bizikron, bizikaron. So that's why you don't say Mekudush, Mekudush. Because just Mekadosh with the zikaron, where are you Mekadosh when you say the Shabbos Kutchol, the Abba Rosh Nechaltono? So that's when you Mekadosh. When you mention the Kiddush HaSayon, when you mazkir, Zohar HaSayon HaShabbos Lekacheo, Zohreyu Alayayan, Zohreyu doesn't mean remember him. Remember it, Zachariah means to be maskir, haskara. Okay? So you have two forms. Sometimes when Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh, the Shechina is the Mekadesh. And sometimes when Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh, Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh. On Yom Tov, you have Ashura Shechina as well. But Klal Yisrael creates the Ashura Shechina. So what we wanted to say was that that's the machlokas by Kitchel Lashaita and Kedushas Mechitzos. What's so special about Kedushas Mechitzos? So what we wanted to say was like this. That in Kedushas Mechitzos, what you have is a machlokas. Kedushas Mechitzos, Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh, because they make the Mechitzos. But the question is, when they create the heck of Mechitzos, is the Kedusha Kedushas Yisrael, and the Kedusha simply the heck of Mechitzos? Okay? If that's the case, it's Kedushas Yisrael. So then it's Kitchel HaShaita V'lo Kitchel HaSadlava. Of course, it'll be Batal. The moment the Mechitza ceases to enclose anything, so the Kedushas Batal. But if you say the Kedushas Mechitzos is different, but the Kedushas Mechitzos is really just the Kedushas Yisrael, which ushers in the Kedushas Shechina, it's like Marim Makom for the Shechina, accepting the Shechina, so then the Shechina is the Mekadosh, like by the Yom HaShabbos. So the difference is, if you say the Shechina is Mekadesh, so the Shechina is, once the Shechina is Mekadesh, the Shechinah is ain't a betelo. That's what the Rambam means by Shechinah ain't a betelo. It means when the Shechinah is the Mekadesh, it's not betelo. Okay? When the Shechinah is the Mekadesh, it's not betelo. So, therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that the Kedushas, why do I say by Kedushas Migdash and Yerushalayim that it's Kitchul Shaitan, Kitchul Asad Lavo? Because it's Kedushas Shechinah. And the Shechinah is the Mekadesh, and that's kitchen, and that's really the whole Gemara. Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that when do you need the Kloyim in order to have a Pesach HaOm Moed if you hold Kitchel HaShayit or low Kitchel HaSad Lavo? Because then the Mekadesh is Yisrael. So once the Mechitzas are gone, so then there's no Pesach HaOm Moed anymore. But if you say that Kitchel HaShayit or Kitchel HaSad Lavo, so the Kloyim Yisrael, when they make the Mechitzah, they're just marrying Mokum for the Shechinah. But really, the real Mekadosh is the Shechinah itself. If the Shechinah itself is Mekadosh, so now you have Pesach Ol Moed. Why? Because Pesach Ol Moed means Pesach Kedushas Ol Moed. It doesn't mean in front of the wall, it means in front of the Kedushas Ol Moed. So the Kedushas Ol Moed will always exist, because the Shechinah is Eina Betela. So you don't need the Mechitzas anymore. But if you say that the Mechitzas are really Klal Yisrael being Mekadosh, through the Hekef Mechitzas, so then, once the mechitzas are bottled, the kedusha is bottled. Okay, so that explains why the Gemara is tola, the machlokas of kitchul ashaita or kitchul asid lavo, on whether or not the mechitzos are necessary. Okay. Yeah, right. That answers Ram lefichach. That's what the Ram means. Yeah, what's lashon Ram? Read the Ram. In the end of Aloch Yidal, the Ram says that what? That kitchul ashaita. What's the lesson around over there? You know what I mean? The last two lines. By Ezra. Yeah, by Ezra, right.
By Shlomo.
By Shlomo, sorry, Shlomo.
Afi Shein
Bias. And Yochlin Kotchim Kalam and Maisa Shein Yerushalayim, Afi Shein Choma. Why? Because once the mechitzos were put up, the mechitzos only ushered in the Kedusha Shechinah. It was Mar Makam for the Kedusha Shechinah. The Kedusha Shechinah was the Mekadosh. Once the Kedusha Shechinah is Mekadosh, so it's not Petela. So the Kedusha Samakam is always there, even though the mechitzos are not there. Okay? That's why Lefichach. Makriv Naf Pishen Bias. Okay? In other words, Shechinah in a betela doesn't mean Ashra Shechinah is not betela, because they see Shiva 369 years. But it means Shechinah in a betela means when the Shechinah is the Mekadesh, it doesn't lend itself to bittel. So even if the Chomos or the Kloyim are down, the Kedusha Samakom remains intact. Okay? So that's it. But I think we can answer also now the Ravid. We had a question on the Ravid, because the Ravid over there, what does he say? He says Ve'od Ani Omer, and what's his lashon that the that Ezra was not Mekadesh, except because of the fact that Asida Leskadesh Leshtanos, Leskadesh what? Asida Leshtanos Leskadesh Kiddush Achar Olami. So what does the Ravid mean? I mean, we say, where's the Ravid coming from? I mean, it sounds like it's coming from Jewish. But the answer is he understood the Rama, that the Rama says the Shechinah is the Mekadosh. But he didn't hold from that Svara. But he held the Shechinah is a Mekadosh, L'Asid Lavo. In the Bayis Shlishi, there he held the Shechinah is a Mekadosh. Okay? So that's why he says that Ezra could never be Mesakein, could never be Koveya, the Kedusha, for Olamis. Why? Because then the Shechinah will not be the Mekadosh. You see? In other words, in order for the Kiddush, Achar Olami means there's a qualitative Kiddush. And that Kiddush has to be that there's no Kedusha to begin with there. If there's a Kedusha, so it's just a Sofas Kedusha. So it's not a qualitative difference. So the Ravid says there is a concept of the Shechinah being Mekadosh, but that concept is loss of level. That concept is loss of level. And there it's a Kiddush Olam, and Klal Yisrael is not involved at all. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. So that's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush Olam. So he disagrees. So he's still talking on the same plane as the Rambam. He disagrees with the Rambam, which he calls Svaras Asmo, that Klal Yisrael initiates the Kohen, and then the Shechina takes over. That he disagrees with. But he holds that the Kohen is not the Kedushas Mechitzas are contingent upon the Mechitzas. That's it. As long as they exist, they exist. And once they fall down, they fall down. Just like the Batei Arachoma. Okay. In other words, that's what he argues on the Rambam with the Svaras Asmo. Because he holds there's no difference between the Kedushas Mechitzos of Yerushalayim and Mikdash and everything else. I mean, it's all, if you say Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asad Lava, that's what it's contingent upon. If you say Kitchel Shaita, and that's at around Paskins, so then as soon as the condition is gone, in other words, as soon as the Chom or the Koyim are down, so there's no more Kedusha, because it's Kedusha Sisrael less than the Kaddish. And as long as it's not, it doesn't enclose anything, there's no Hekef Nechitzis, so there's no Kedusha. Okay? B'chvor Hashem le'olam. It means only the Kvor Hashem. It means Mina's not going to be involved.
So it wasn't Ezra who wanted it. Ezra couldn't have done it.
He couldn't have done that. Because then it would be Ma'akev, the Kvor Hashem, the Shechina being the Makadesh. See, we ask listeners, I said, what do we care? Because so it will be Mosef Kedusha. No, but now that we see the Rambam, there's a significance in who is the Makadesh. So the same thing is true over here. That according to the Raivad, La'asid Lavo, which was Kiddush Olami, and it's Kvod Hashem, so it must be only the Kvod Hashem, which is the Mekadesh, only the Shechina. Only the Shechina. That's what's so unique about that. I mean, that's what's mashma from the Tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Ki be'eish yitzato uve'eish ato asid livnoso. What's the rest of it? Shema? Yeah, the Rav is going on the Lashon that according to Rabbi Yossi, Kedusha Shniyah Kitchel Asid Lavo. So Kitchel Asid Lavo always means that the mechitzas are not necessary. Okay, because not the Ravid agrees that if you hold Kedusha Rishon, a kitchel l'shait of a kitchel l'asad lovo, that then the Rambam would be right. Okay, so whenever you say kitchel l'asad lovo, you don't need mechitzas anymore. Okay, it's the Kedusha itself. So the Ravid says, but over here he didn't do that. Because then the Mekadesh of the Kvod Hashem, l'olam, would not be possible. Okay? So that is, how does the Rambam, we also, Agavocha mentioned, how does the Rambam, I always wonder how the Rambam learns that tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Because, ki be'esh yitzato, be'esh yitzato asad livnosa. Quotes a pasuk there, right, Shanemar? So, according to the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim doesn't have anything like that. It's built normally. But what it means is that there will be Hosafas Kedusha Shechina according to Rambam. According to Rambam, it's Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. So that's what it means. It's a metaphor for Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. Now that we understand Kedusha Shechina, it's in the same framework. So it's Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay. Mashenikin derived holds a qualitatively different Kedusha. So that's why Ezra's Kedusha could not be extant. Okay. It would seem like there's a different type of Kvod Hashem when no one's involved. No human beings involved. Yer Hashem al Har Sinai. Or Rosh Har. So it's a different type of Kvod Shemayim. Different, something different. Okay? The Ravid says they run parallel. So that's why he didn't like the way the Rambam took out the Kedushas Migdosh and Yerushalayim. And cut it off from the Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, which is only L'shaita.
So Ezra,
you see, according to the Rambam, when Ezra was Kaveh, the Kedusha Shechina, so it was totally in his das. And since he knew that there has to be an ultimate Mekadesh, so he's only Kaveh L'zman. Say like this, that Ezra had a choice, that either he could have made it Kedushas Olam, following the fact that it's Kedushas Bechira, that Yerushalayim is Zos Menuchasi Adayad, so that's Li'olam, or else he could have made a contingent on the bias itself, on the bias, on the Kedushas Bechira, on the Kedushas Abayas. So that's what the Ravid says. He made a contingent on the Kedushas Abayas, not on the Kedushas Bechira. Because if he would have, So then there'll be no makom chalos for the ultimate mekadesh of Shechina to take place, which is a kavod Hashem liolam. Okay, that was his choice. Okay. Now we return to answer the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishona, he says, why do I say Kedusha Rishona? It's in the Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav, right? The Dalet Tesvav. Right. So the Rambam says, why do I say that the Kedusha Rishona of Yeshua's Batel and the Kedusha Shni of Ezra is not Batel? He says, because the Kedusha Rishona of Yeshua was Ali De Kibush. And since it was Nilkach Ha'aretz Mi'dehem, so the Kibush is Batel. So, but the Kedushas Ezra was Ali De Chazakah. So the Chazakah is not Batel. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah asks. He says, why isn't Chazakah Batel also? It was taken away from them, so there's no more Chazakah. Moreover, he asks that in Kibush is Chazakah in Yeshua, because there was Chazakah too. So why should that become Batel? That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kashas. Okay? So what we wanted to answer is like this. We wanted to say the following. That, you see, when they went up in the time, when the Ole Gola went up in the time of Koresh, so they had Rishus from Koresh. But in order to do anything in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Eretz Yisrael. Now, if it's lent to us, the land is lent to us, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So Koresh never was Machna the land. He was never Machna the land. So by what right did we have to exist there and to be Noe Kedushas Eretz Yisrael if, in fact, it wasn't ours? So the Rambam says Chazaka. But what does it mean? Ram doesn't mean Chazaka Ein Betela. Ram never says Chazaka Ein Betela. Ram's Lashon is that Kom Makom She Neskadesh. What's the Lashon of Kom Makom She Neskadesh? So that Kedusha is not Batel. It's Mekudesh Hayom. So the Ram doesn't say Chazaka in a Batel. Because the Chazaka was not a real Chazaka. It was like a Chazaka Sheini Mataina. I mean, you're going to somebody else's land and you're living on it. It's very nice, but it's not yours. So how could they do that? Because there was no real genuine Chazaka. So the answer is that was the Dvar Hashem. That you go up into the land, and simply by habitating the land, by Chazaka, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael will be Chal. And once the Shem Eretz Yisrael is Chal, now it's yours. So it became theirs through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Mekadesh was the Maisa Chazaka. See, I think that's the point there. In other words, not Chazaka is not like Chazaka of Kinyan over here. Chazaka means Sheikh Zikuba. Doesn't mean that they made a Kinyan Chazaka, because it wasn't theirs. But what it means is they did a Maisa Chazaka. So the Dvar Hashem to the Navi was that Maisa Chazaka will create a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Once it has a Shem of Eretz Yisrael, so now it's yours. So it's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So what could make that Batel? Nothing. If it were real Chazaka, then the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha would be very good. Because real Chazaka would be like real Kibush. So the Chazaka is Batel, so the Kibush is Batel. So the Kedush is Batel. But since Chazaka over here does not mean like the Kibush, the Chazaka, it was Chazaka Sheini Matayna, it didn't belong to them. It meant the Maisa Chazaka. So if the Maisa Chazaka created a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there's nothing that could undo it. How could you get rid of a Maisa? You see, it's not possible to get rid of a Maisa. But by Kibush, it's different. Because by Kibush, the Kedusha was contingent upon the Din Bailus of Bnei Yisrael. And the Din Bailus of Bnei Yisrael was contingent upon the Kibush itself, the sovereignty of the Kibush. So once the sovereignty of the Kibush was lost, that they was taken away from them, so then the Kedusha is Batel, because the Kedusha is rooted in Bailus. It's a different type of Kedusha. It's a different type of Kedusha. So that's why, according to the Rambam, once the Kibush was Batel, it was Nilkach Ha'aretz Mi'dehem, so the Kibush was Batel. And you can't ask a kasha. The second kasha is that there's chazaka in the kibush, because it's not a matter of that. That chazaka doesn't do anything. That chazaka is unnecessary. The only thing that does something is the kibush, which creates the bialos. And there was no Dvar Hashem by Yoshua that Chazak is a Maisa Makadosh. On the contrary, what was Makadosh was through the bialos of kibush. So once the bialos of kibush is off, so the kedush is off. Okay? That's the answer. The Shem Eretz Yisrael was contingent on it being ours. We own it. That gives the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was totally on the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael was totally on our bialos. So once our bialos is lost, so the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was lost as well. Okay? So now you have like this. And so now you have two. So the Rambam really in that same halacha has two, compares two types of Kedusha that's la'olam. Okay? Yes. Be like if you did Mashiach on a clay Mikdash. So nothing can undo it. I mean,
Right?
But the Rambam is differentiating between two types of things that are la'olam. In other words, he has in the same halacha that the Shechinah Zeinu B'Teilah, and that's why it's la'olam. And then he has the Kedusha Shnia Shel Ezra is Eina B'Teilah and it's la'olam. So it sounds like at the first sight he's saying, well, Shechina Eina B'Teilah, something unique about Shechina. But then the next thing you read, Ezra also is Eina B'Teilah. So what's unique about Shechina? But the answer is that Ezra's is not butl because of the phenomenon that the Maisa was Makadosh, and now you can't undo the Makadosh. It's too late. In retrospect, you can't go back and undo the Makadosh. Okay? But in Shechina, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Vashi Mosi is Migdashechem, Afa Pishu Chorev, Bikdushos Onhein. So, what does it mean? It means to say like this. He means that really over here, the Kedusha should have come to an end. Because Vashi Mosi is Migdashechem. So it should have come to an end. But what prevented it from coming to an end? Because since the Shechina was the Mekadesh, so it can't. You see? So it can't. In other words, in the two completely different concepts. In other words, the concept by Ezra that the Kedusha is not bottled because Chazaka is a different idea altogether. That's just an idea that it's not vulnerable. It's not vulnerable to destruction. But the concept that the Shechina is Eina B'Teila is a different idea. It means that because the Shechina was Mekadosh the Makom, then even though it's supposed to be Chorev, the Migdosh is supposed to be Chorev, but the Kedusha cannot be removed because the Mekadosh was Shechina. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, it has to have the halacha of Kedusha. That's what the Rambam say. It's a different phenomenon. It means according to all the laws, it should become bottle. But because the Shechina initiated the process, created the process, was responsible for the process, was a Shechina that was Mekadesh, it cannot be Chorev. I mean, the bias could be Chorev, but the Kedusha still has to exist. Shechina in a Betel. Yeah, so at this point, we wanted to say that perhaps you can define the Machlokas, which goes into it actually, but the basic Machlokas of Kedusha Yoshua, was it L'Asid Lavo or was it L'Shaita? Okay, what's the Machlokas really? So the Rambam explains why it's L'Shaita, because it's Kibush. And once you have Kibush, the Kibush is bottle, so that's only L'Shaita. But how do you understand it's L'Asid Lavo? So apparently he held like this, that Kibush is necessary. Kibush is necessary. But once you have Kibush, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is created in abstract. It's not a Kedusha that's rooted in Bilus. It's a Kedusha that came about through a Maisa of Kibush. So they had to do Kibush. But once they had Kibush, now the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is not totally in the Kibush anymore. It's not a Kedusha Shel Bilus. It's a Kedusha like Lasid Lavo. It's a Kedusha in abstract. But the Kibush created, the Kibush created was responsible for the Kedusha.
That is
Shemichal. That is Shemichal. That's right.
But it's a separate phenomenon.
So if you say it's a separate phenomenon, so then it won't be Bottle Lasid Lavo. In other words, the question over here is, what is the Shem Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So Kibush is necessary in both instances, because Kibush is what gives it the din of Bilus of Eretz Yisrael. And then once there's Bilus there, so now it's our land. So now it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, this Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in abstract, is it always rooted in the Bilus? That's part of its nature? or the concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a concept that's removed from the Bios. It's a concept and abstract.
It's totally independent.
Totally independent.
I just need the Kedush in order to be...
In order to come into existence. Because once it, in other words, it must become ours. Once it becomes ours, now it's Eretz Yisrael, and now Kedusha is chal on it.
That's independent of the
kibbutz
that exists.
That's right. Then it'll depend upon what kind of a kedusha. Is the kedusha a kedusha of bilus, or is it a kedusha in abstract? So if it's a kedusha of bilus, so once the bilus is butl, so then it's butl. But if it's a kedusha in abstract, so it's true that in order to generate the kedusha, in order for the kedusha to come into existence, you must have, it has to be our land. That gives it the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Once it has Shem Eretz Yisrael, now it has kedusha Yisrael. So that's a natural process. It follows naturally. Mashena came by Ezra is different. Ezra was a unique Misa, which that Misa was a separate Gzera, a separate Dvar Hashem, that Misa is the Mekadesh. So it wasn't a natural unfolding that the Kedushas Yisrael naturally emerged from Chazaka. Okay? All right, good, very good. Good reminder. Yeah, and Kedushas Ezra, it's still Am Yisrael being Mekadesh. Now we have to go to Batei Ori Chalma. So back to Rabbi Moshe's Torah, that according to the Rambam, by the Batei Orei Chomo, so since it's Kedushas Mechitzos, so even though the walls fall down, but until the Gola, until there's Golas, so the Kedusha remains. And the Ravid says, he doesn't understand, because Kedusha Rishon HaKitchel HaShaita, Lo Kitchel HaSalah. So the Batei Orei Chomo are part of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not lost at level. So there's no halacha that if the mechitzas aren't there, it's dependent upon the condition. So as long as you have the mechitzas, so you have the kedusha. You don't have the mechitzas, you don't have the kedusha. So how could the Rambam say that the walls can fall down and the kedushas, but the Orei Chomo, will still be intact until the golos? That's the Ravid's, the Ravid's cryptic deduction from the Rambam, which is clear. But, it's a very astute deduction. But that's what he argues on. Okay. So that's the Ravid's kasha. So the answer is because Kedushas Mechitzos, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says. But the question we asked was that Kedushas Mechitzos is, the Rambam says, because of the Shechina. And the Shechina is not Petela. So what kind of Shechina do you have in Batei Orei Chomo? Okay. What kind of Shechina in Batei Orei Chomo? There's no Kedusha Shechina over there. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wants to say because it's Kedushas Mechitzos, but the Rambam doesn't say that. So you can give him the fact that it's Kedushas Mechitzos. Let's say, we'll say Kedusha Shechina is equal to Kedushas Mechitzos. That's what the Rambam means. Fine. But it has to make sense when he says the Shechina is not Petela. So even if you have Kedushas Mechitzos in Batei Orei Chomo, but the fact is there's no Shechina there. So what does Ram mean? So how could the Ram maintain that Batei Orei Chomo are equal to Yerushalayim and to Mikdash? That's the question. Okay. On that piece of Gemara about the about Alchon Shem Af Pishayim Bias that's Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer is. Shemati that they make kloyim. So the Gemara wants to deduce if you need kloyim, so the Gemara wants to deduce, so therefore you must say kitchel l'shaita, below kitchel l'shaita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati shemakri naf pishayin bias. Ochun kachi kadash naf pishayin kloyim. So the Gemara says, he holds the Kedusha Rishonah as kitchel l'shaita. So we explain because it's a question of, is the Shechina the Mekadesh? Or is Klal Yisrael the Mekadesh? If Klal Yisrael is the Mekadesh, so the Kedushas Mechitzos are Mekadesh, and the Hek of Mechitzos is Mekadesh. Once the Hek of Mechitzos is gone, there's no Kedusha. But if you say the Shechina is the Mekadesh, so, and the Mechitzos are just Mare Makom for where the Shechina should be Chal, so then once the Shechina is Mekadesh, so then the Kedusha is never Batel. Okay? So, it's interesting. The Gemara wants to say over here that no. That everybody really holds that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Vekitchel Lasid Lava. And Omar Mai Deshmiele Kama, Omar Mai Deshmiele Kama. They were just saying what they heard. So it wasn't really that he needed the coin to be Mekadesh. So Taisva says, Vintoma, the perikam of the Chagiga is Lil Rabbi Eliezer, the Lo Kitcher Lossed Lovo, Gave Amun Moav, Meiser and Meiser Oni, Beshvius. Ubresh Mesechet Beit Sanami is Lil Rabbi Eliezer, the Eagle be Eagle and Ola, the Bryce of the Litvur Ksios, Amandis Lehochisovichum Gizmaz Adrabonon. So Kinemuch Perkoro, so you see that Rabbi Eliezer basically holds that Kedusha Shona is Lo Kitcher Lossed Lovo. So Taisva says, V'yesh lomar, like similar to the Ram, the Kedusha Sa'oris l'gabi Truma Maisros Betela, V'hocha Ayri B'Kedushas Mechitza, the Efshil D'lo Betela Mishum D'Ikroi Nachala. Okay, D'Ikroi Nachala. Okay, so that's good. So that's like exactly like the Ramah. But the only problem is the next piece of Gemara, which tries to bring in the same Achlokas, doesn't deal with Yerushalayim and with Mikdash, but it deals with Batei Ari Choma. And it says the mandama that holds that Batei Ari Choma am Kedush and Olam, that's the same mandama that will hold Yerushalayim and Mikdash is Olam. And Kitchelas is Lava. So what does Batei Ari Choma have to do with it? So Taisus is aware of the problem. He says, the Kedushas Batei Ari Choma, the Maisa B'Samach, Nami have the Kedushas Mechitza. That's it. That's all Taisus says. Taisus just, he doesn't really explain what's in common between the Kedushas Mechitza of Batei Ari Choma and the Kedushas Nachala of Yerushalayim, which is obviously a different kind of a Kedusha. It's Kedusha Shechina. So, but he just says it's also a Kedushas Mechitza. So for that, basically, we went to the Rambam. Okay. Rambam Beis HaBechira. Okay. Rambam Beis HaBechira. So the Rambam says, we mentioned Allah, the Rambam says that Kol Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzah. So Ma'i Kedushasa Shemevim Mimeno HaOmer Ushtei HaLechem VaBikurim Ma'asheim Evim Kein Mishar HaRotzah. So what happened to Kedushas Trumas HaMaisras that he mentions before in the end of Perek Vav? Okay, over here he's saying that you bring the Omer from there. So, what kind of Kedusha is that? That's Allah. The Omer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. What's a special Kedusha? Trumas and Maestros is a special Kedusha because this land demands that you take Trumas and Maestros. But the fact that it's kosher for Omer, that's not really a Kedusha. That's just a halach in Hechsher Omer. Right? So, what we said was like this, that in the Eser Kedushos of the Rambam, so Eser Kedushas Hayivaisol Zula Maila Mizu. So the Kedusha is always Mitzuruf to the Kedusha Shechina. It's always Mitzuruf to the Kedusha Shechina. That's the Kedusha. So Eretz Yisrael really has two Kedushas. It has a Kedusha which is a substratum, which is Trumas and Maisros, but it has another Kedusha that ties it to the Mikdash. And that is Mevim Imenu Omer and Shtei Halacha. There's a Tziruf. And there's a tziruf between all these other kedushos and Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Okay. So therefore, there is a kedushas shechina in Batei Ari Choma as well, because there's a tziruf between Batei Ari Choma and kedushas shechina. So since there is a tziruf between Batei Ari Choma and kedushas shechina, so the kedushas shechina is mekadesh the mechitzos. So it's the same process as the Shechina being the Kaddish and Mikdash in Yerushalayim, but it's on a different level, because it's on the level of Tziruf. But basically it's the same, it'll imitate the same process as you have in Yerushalayim and Mikdash, which means that the Kedushas Mechitzos ushers in a Kedushas Shechina, and the Shechina is the Mekaddish, because it's Kedushas Mechitzos, and because of the Tziruf. Okay? So that explains why the Gemara brings in Batei Ari Choma with regard to Kedusha, Rishona, Kitchel, Shaito, Kitchel, Asad, Lavo. Why the Gemara brings that in? Because Batei Ari Choma is not Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with the Gemara before? But the answer is because it's Mitzuruf to the Shechina. So in a secondary manner, it has a Kedusha Shechina in Tziruf. Once it has it in a secondary manner, the method of Kedusha is the same as Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Okay? So that explains the steer in the Rambam also. Why? Because the Rambam says, Eshek Kedusha Sein B'hoi Eretz Ovel Zulamayim Azu. Ayoros Amukaf Aschoma Mekudoshos Mishor HaOretz Shemishalchen Mitochen Asametzoroyim. So here the Rambam says you send that the Metzoroyim from Bot Erech Homa. But in Bias Migdosh, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that you only send them out from the Shechina. Makom, what do you call it? The Machina. Mitzvah says, let's call it name in a Migdosh, from the Migdosh. So over here he doesn't mention that you send them off from the Bat Erechoma, right? And the Bat Erechoma he just mentions it can't go, that the Metzorah can't go in there, but it has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Shiluach. So the answer is that there's two Mitzvah Shiluach. There's a Mitzvah Shiluach which is because of the Kvod Shechina, Mitzvah Sasele Shalech Kol Atmei Min HaMikdash. That's only Min HaMikdash. That's Shalosh Machanos. Okay, only Shalosh Machanos. So that's the mitzvah. But in Batei Orei Choma, there's a kiyum of to be Mishaleach from the Batei Orei Choma because of the Kedushas Tziruf to the Shechina. But that's a kiyum in Kedushas Batei Orei Choma. That's not a kiyum of mitzvah of Lishaleach Man Amachan Kol Tziruf Cholzov. That's not the mitzvah. But the mitzvah comes about because of the fact that the Batei Orei Choma on the Tzuruf to the Shechina, so it has a secondary Kedusha Shechina. Because of that, the Mechitzas on Mekadosh and the Mekadosh Liolam, just like in Migdosh and Yerushalayim, and because of that, there's a Kiyum of sending out the Mitzorah from the Batei Orei Choma because of the Kedusha Shechina, the secondary Kedusha Shechina that's there. But that's not the mitzvah of L'Shaleach. The mitzvah of L'Shaleach is from the primary Kedusha. That's the mitzvah shaleach. But in terms of the chefts of Batei Orei Choma, over there there's a mitzvah shaleach, a secondary mitzvah. Yes?
Why is the Batei Orei Choma more mitzvah to the Shechina than like any other part of Eretz Yisrael? Because Rambam says that it's because of the...
It's because of the Kedushas Mechitzos in the Batei Orei Choma that you mishaleach. Not because of the Tziruf. The Tziruf just helps in order to create the Kedushas Mechitzos. But because it has a Kedushas Mechitzos, which is Al Yedei Shechina, so that's why you have to be Mishaleach. Okay?
But
not simply because there's a Tziruf.
To...
What I'm saying is that the Tziruf helps you insofar as establishing the whole Kedushas Mechitzos, the uniqueness of Kedushas Mechitzos. But the Kedushas from the Kedushas Mechitzos. So the Shalchum and Amachana means from the Mechitzos.
Why is it Tziruf unique? Why is the Tziruf unique to the Mechitzos if it exists?
Unique to the Mechitzos. It's not unique to the Mechitzos. The Tziruf exists in all of Eretz Yisrael. But because it exists by Mechitzos, so the method of Kedushas Mechitzos follows the method of Kedushas Mechitzos of Yerushalayim and Migdash because of the Tziruf. So it's a different kind of a Kedusha. It's a Kedushas Mechitzos. And because of that Kedusha, there's a kiyum in the makom to be Mishaleach, the Mitzorayim. But that's not the mitzvah L'Shaleach HaMitzorayim that Ram's talking about later. That's the primary mitzvah L'Shaleach Min HaMikdash. Okay? So it's two separate mitzvahs. One is because of the Cheftz Shel Kedusha of Batei Orei Choma, and one is because of the Shechina, so there's a mitzvah L'Shaleach from Min HaMikdash. It's good why the Ram compares them. Because really, it's because of Kedusha Shechina. But when the Kedusha Shechina is primary, so then there's Malkus. But when it's secondary, Kedusha Yedei Tziruf, so then there's no Malkus. But it's an Isser. Okay. So one question we can answer right away. Because the Gemara says that the way Rashi, Tanoi, so the Gemara is like this. So according to Mandam that it wasn't lasid lavo, it's trich ezra lakacha. The kitcha below melech v'urim v'tumim v'isle achas mikolele. That's the machlokas in Gemara. That there's a whole state over there. There's melech, v'urim v'tumim, toda, navi, all those elements. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Is it bicholelu? You have to have every one of them? Or echot mikolelu? So the Gemara says that it's totally in how you understand Ezra. Because Ezra didn't have Urim V'Tumim. Ezra didn't have Melech, right? So you see that it's not necessary to have bicholelo. So if you learn that that kedusha rishona kitchula shaita lo kitchula sudlavo and Ezra was the makadesh, so then it's echod mikolelo because it can't be bicholelo. But if you learn that kitchula sudlavo, so Ezra really wasn't necessary. Well, wasn't makadesh anything. It was only zecher balma. So you don't learn anything out from Ezra. So then you have to say bicholelo. Then you have to say bicholelo. So apparently, if you have no raya, you say bicholelo. And if you, in order to say echad me'elu, you need a raya from Ezra. Okay? Why isn't it a matter of svara? One holds bicholelo and the other one holds echad me'elu. Okay? The answer is like this. Because what we're saying now is that the Mekadesh is Yisrael, but how are they Mekadesh? They usher in the Shekhinah. Because what they do is they mekabel pnei Shekhinah. And because of that, the Shekhinah comes in and is Mekadosh. The Shekhinah enters in as Mekadosh. It's the Shekhinah that's the Mekadosh. Okay? So therefore, every one of these things is a Maisei Kabbalas Pnei Shekhinah. So if you have no Raya, you have to say Bicholelo. You need the full range. But if you have a Raya from Ezra, so you see, even Ba'achas Mikolelo. Okay? But the question was, where did the Rambam get that there's something extra besides? Of course, the Rambam implies that Ein Kiddush Gomor, if he didn't do Shlo Nasa Bichol Elu, he should have said Kol Mokom Shenasa Be'echod Me'elu. So apparently, the Rambam holds that it's, that the more you have, the better. So where did he get that idea from? So the answer is very simple, because since it's Kabbalas Pnei Shekhinah, so it's a Maisa Kabbalas Pnei Shekhinah. It's not the full Kabbalah Pnei Shekhinah, but the Maisa of Kabbalah Pnei Shekhinah is the Mekadesh, if you hold that way. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. But if you hold that the Maisa is Mekadesh, each one is a kiyum in Kvod Shemayim of Kabbalah Pnei Shekhinah. So therefore, the more, the better. Okay, so therefore, the more, the better. That's why it's not, even though the Gemara says, Be'echod Mikolel, the Gemara doesn't mean that Echod is one, and then you can't add to that. There's no additional benefit beyond Echod. The Gemara doesn't mean that. Because echod mikolelu means that echod will do. All you need is a maisa kabbalas pnei Shekhinah. But since it's a maisa kabbalas pnei Shekhinah, so the more kabbalas pnei Shekhinah, the more kvod Shekhinah you have, the better it is. So that's why the Rambam says, kol makom shel nasa bicholelu, which means was done with many of them, but not bicholelu, so it's not neskadesh. That's like the mandama holds bicholelu to the exclusion of echod me'elu. But the exclusion of echod me'elu is not simply an exclusion on Echad Me'elu, it's an exclusion on doing many things. Doing many things. Because the man that holds Echad Me'elu, he doesn't hold only Echad Me'elu. Doesn't make any sense, because it's Kabbalah Pnei Shekhinah. So you should do as much as you want. Okay? So that's why the Rambam doesn't say that Kol Makom Shenasa Be'Echad Me'elu. Okay. Now the question is, what does Rambam mean when he says, Ein Kiddush Gomor? Zesha also Ezra Shtei Todos, Zichron Husha also, Lobamas of Niskarish Hamakon, Shalohoya Sham Lo Melech Valorum Vatunum. So, therefore, he says that Ezra really wasn't Mekadesh anything, because he really holds a need Bechalelo. Okay? So, Ezra wasn't Mekadesh anything. But he states that Ezra apparently wasn't, it seems to be contradictory, because on the one hand he says Ezra wasn't Mekadosh anything. On the other hand he says that whenever it's not Nasa Bicholelu, so Lo Niskadosh HaMakom Kiddush Gomor. What does it mean Kiddush Gomor? Right? And moreover, why is it mutter to do that? Okay? Why is it mutter to do that? Okay. Oh, by the way, we brought two more rayas that it's Kabbalas Pnei Shekhinah. One is because Rashi says that on Daf Tezvav Mabez. So Rashi says, the Gemara says that they said three Perakim of Tom. The first one was Aramim Chad Hashem Kedilisani. So Rashi says, why do you say that? Because it's Mizbar Shnei Chonu Kasabayis L'David. So that's why you say Aramim Chad Hashem Kedilisani. And the next one is Shir Shel Pagoyim. So the Yoshev Eseser. So why did they say Shir Shel Pagoyim? So Rashi says because Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu said about Hakamas HaMishkan. Dechsiv Vayevorach Osa Moshe, Ama Berchon, Yiratzon Shetishva Shechina B'Masi Yedechan. So that was the one that was said essentially. The one that said essentially was because of the Shechina. Okay, then the last one was said because the other people were taunting them. So Morabot Tzorei. That was because of a political situation. But the one that was said essentially, not because it's Chanukah's Abayas, but essentially was Yehi Ratzon Shetishva Shechina B'Masi Yedechan. So you see that the whole institution was an institution of Kabbalah Shpinei Shechina. Moreover, the Gemara says on these two todos, which one do you eat and which one do you burn? So the Gemara says, Alpi Novi Necheles, Alpi Novi Nisrefes. And Rashi says, Chagai Zechayo Malachi Hoyosham, the Alpi Hem Beruch HaKodesh also, the Ein Tam Bedover. So what does it mean, Ein Tam Bedover? So what he means is that in the Kabbalah Shpinei Shechina over here, where you're Mekadesh, you must have the Dvar Hashem. So the Dvar Hashem per se. So if there's a tam, so then it's not the Dvar Hashem anymore, because there's a tam would mean that it fits into the Torah, into the svaras of the system. So that's not it's a halacha. But what you need over here is a Dvar Hashem. Doesn't mean so. Therefore, the Dvar Hashem of the Navi is below tam, because it's the pure. You have to do what's the tzivu Hashem. Doesn't mean there's no tam, but it means it's not a. It could be. I mean, I'm not sure about that. It could be that it must be simply below tam. There is no tam. There is no tam. It's just exer. There is no tam whatsoever. Okay, because it's the pure dvar Hashem. It's the tzivui Hashem. So the tzivui is you do because of the tzivui itself. Okay.
What?
Why one not the other? Let's leave that go. Okay. But what he means essentially is there's no tam, it doesn't fit into anything in the system. So it's not caused by anything in the system of Lach Metoda. Because then it wouldn't be a Dvar Hashem, it would be Halacha, Dvar Halacha. So the Navi determines which one it is. Below tam, Rashi means essentially without a tam min amikra, or min Teresh Bal Peh. Okay? Navi has a different type of tam. But essentially it's a Dvar Hashem. So you must have a Dvar Hashem there in order to be Mekabel the Pnei Hashechina. So that's why you say Mizmor Shishal Pagoyim, and that's why you say that's why is Echad Nesrefes Echad Necheles and it's Alpi Navi below Tom. Okay, but now let's get back to the problems in the Rambam. Problem was that what's the heter to do it because you shouldn't be able to eat the Lachmei Todah if it's Mekadesh. So Tosfos explains that Avodasam Achan Chasam. But if it's not Mekadesh, what's the heter to eat it in a new place? It's not Kadosh. Okay? So for that, we went to the Gemara in Shvat. So the Gemara says there were two Bitzoyin, like these two places in Yerushalayim. Bahara Mishahara Zezim. So Tachtona Velyona. So the Gemara says, Tachtona Niskacha Bichol Elo. So that was really a Kedusha from the original. So it was Niskacha Bichol Elo. Elyona Lo Niskacha Bichol Elo. Ela ba'ole gola, shelo b'melech v'shelo b'urim v'tumim. Tachtona shoyse kedusha sa gemura. So here the Gemara already used the lashon kedusha gemura. Kedusha sa gemura amei aretz nechnasnu l'sham v'ochlim sham kachim kalim avalo ma'is hasheni, because they amei aretz. So they want to eat ma'is hasheni by the choma, the wrong place. V'chaverim ochlim sham kachim kalim u'ma'is hasheni. Elyona shelo haise kedusha sa gemura. Because I think the wall is good enough. Avalomai sasheni, b'chaverim ein ochlim sham lo kachim kalam v'lomai sasheni. Okay, so it was a takala. Now the Gemara goes on. Neimal lo kitshuha. So shein mosifin ala ir of ala zoras ala b'melch v'navi v'urim v'tumim v'sanhedrin shalayin aleph u'bishtei todas u'bishir. Then it goes on. V'lama kitshuha. So the Gemara says lama kitshuha. Amid lo kitshuha. Elalom mo hechnisuha. Why did they extend the wall and bring in this makom which they couldn't be mekadesh? So the Gemara says, "Mipnei shetorfa yushal Yerushalayim haisav and nocha hili kadesh misham." Because it was a bad spot; it was a strategic point for the enemy. So they wanted to protect the wall, protect the city. So they had to be machnesit. Okay. Now on this Gemara, Taisvis says a strange thing. Says Afa Pisha Dava Bol De Takola Ichnisuah Kedeshi Yimsu Atzmo Malehem Yoser. kishiyesh bo shom kedusha. So Taisa says that they were machnesa. Why? Because they should be moser nefesh more, the fact that there's kedusha. So the Mashor says that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says because it was a strategic place. Okay? So Mashor learns a whole different pshat. Mashor learns a pshat like this. He says it's mashma from the Gemara that they were makadashit with whatever they had. So the Mashor says, so Taisus is bothered, why were they makadashit? Okay? So Taisus answers, they were makadashit because since it has Kedusha, it's a Kedusha Sheina Gemara, so Kedusha Sheina Gemara, but it's a Kedusha of a type, so the people will be Mosa Nefesh more. Okay? So we wanted to know what kind of a Kedusha is that. So what I wanted to say was that once they were Machneset, they had to be Mekadosh the Makom, because otherwise there will be a Hefsek between the Chomo and between the regular Kedusha. The Chomo and the regular Kedusha. So therefore you had to be Mekadosh with the Kedusha Siruf. It's a different Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha that's, it's not, I think Rabbi Wolfer said a good shot. He says, it's a Kedusha Siruf, which Benogeya to the Rechukim, it's Kedusha. But Benogeya to the Achilas Kachim Kalim and Achilas Maisa Sheni, that it's not a Kedusha. Not positive. But in terms of the negative things, the Kedusha does stand. So it's a Kedusha Siruf. So I wanted to say that they had to do the Kedusha Siruf, because of the fact that otherwise there'd be a hefsek between the Chama and between the Makam Kedusha. Okay? Yeah, but David Osi pointed out, according to the Mashah, it's not true. Because according to the Mashah apparently holds that the Taisus Kasha is, that the Taisus Kasha is, that why did they do Kedusha besides? In other words, because they had to be Machneset. So apparently it could be Machneset, and there could be a space. Okay. But that depends if you learn like the Mashah or not. I mean, if you don't learn like the Mashah, so you could say that Taisvus is just saying L'Ravcha D'Milsa, that the fact that they were Mekadosh, they were Mosa Nefesh more. I mean, if you don't answer the Mashah's Kasha, it'll depend on how you learn, whether the Halacha is, you must have, it's absolutely indispensable to have the Kedusha Sheina Gemara, because you can't have a spot without Kedusha, and it's a Kedusha Siruf, or you could. But regardless, whatever, the Kedusha, the nature of the Kedusha is a Kedusha Siruf. Is a Kedusha Siruf. Okay? So now, getting back to the Rambam. So the question is, on the Rambam, Ein Kiddush Gomer. What does he mean by Ein Kiddush Gomer? He means, if it's not Nasa B'Cholelu, he means just like, actually the way he's learning is like this. Loma Kitshua. So the Gemara says, Amr Lo Kitshua. So the Gemara says, Ela Loma Hichnisua. Why did they be machnesit to begin with? But apparently the Gemara retains both, that they were really mekadoshit, but not a kiddush goma. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Lama kachua, amr lo kachua, ela lama echnisua. So the Gemara says the question is why they had to do it in the first place, because you're not going to create a kiddush goma. But actually there was a kiddush. So there was a kiddush there. So, but the kiddush was a kiddush asiruf. So what we wanted to say is like this, that according to the Rambam, what's Matir the Achilas Todah? What's Matir the Achilas Todah is the Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina, not the Kedushas Makom. So in a Kedushas Siruf, there's also a Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina. And that's why, according to the Rambam, it's not Osir to do the Shtei Todos. Okay? And the last question. What does it mean by Ezra that it's a Zecher Ba'alma? It was a Zecher. What kind of a Zecher was just to commemorate? So he said, no, because since it's Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina, so the Zecher was, what he did was, he showed the Kedushas Makom by being the Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina again. So it was an emphasis on the Kedushas Makom. That was the Zecher, that people should be aware of the Kedushas Shechina. Okay? Yeah, and maybe that's the Pshat in Taisvus. Taisvus says, Avabi Shoyadov Baldetakola Hechnisua. Okay? But what does Hechnisua mean? It doesn't mean they just made a wall. Hechnisua means they were machnesit to the Kedusha. So once the outer wall is the Makadosh, now you can't have a space. Because which wall is the Makadosh? In other words, Hechnisua means they were machnesit to the Kedusha. So maybe that's what, maybe that answers Masha's Kasha. Because Masha's Kasha was they did it for strategic reasons. Yeah, but the Lashon Hechnisua means they were machnesit in the Kedusha. So that's what's bothering Tosfos. Why did they have to machnesit in the Kedusha? Why didn't they just say they just built a wall? So the answer is because once the outer wall is the Mekadesh, so now there can't be a space between the outer wall and between the place that's Kodesh.
Did they make
the Maharsha's answer is a little difficult because it's Ikachasim and Asefer. His answer was that because later it's Mashma that they did do Kiddush Ein Agama. But I mean, where do you see this? It's Ikachasim and Asefer. Taisha doesn't raise that point at all. Taisha just says Machnes. But what Taisha means by Machnes, he means that they were, when you say Machnes, it doesn't just mean they built the wall for strategic reasons. It means they were Machnes. They extended the Mekadesh of the Choma. Once they extended the Mekadesh of the Choma, what I'm saying is that they had to, that there couldn't be a space, so they had to be Mekadesh. I mean, you could argue. You could say that, but you don't have any raya the other way. Okay? Because according to the Maharsha, you have a raya the opposite way. And he's saying that they did these additional Meisim. So according to Maharsha, you have a raya, and that's the whole kasha. But I'm saying Taisus kasha is not that way. I'm not learning like the Maharsha. Taisus kasha was machnes means to put it inside the Mekadesh. To put it inside the Mekadesh. What? Why? Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. We didn't go into it then. Yeah. Now David Ose's question is it doesn't apply anymore because in other words, according to the Maharsha, it comes with the same thing that there can't be any space. But they had the original wall, was there, so it was Mekudesh. But now they'll Mekadesh the extra Makom. So that's Taisus' point, why were they Mekadesh the extra Makom? And the answer is, because they should be Moser Nefesh. Okay, but you don't see even according to the Maharsha that you can have a space. It's not Mestabit to have an empty space. So it has to be Kedusha Siruf. Yeah, I want to thank Rabbi Bald and Rabbi Wolf for helping me prepare this year. Secondary. I mean, the Rav seems to say in the paragraph Hatshuvahi. So he seems to say that Knesset Amish Tatefes and Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shichlu Kedush Soyam Kiyom Shabbos Bereishis Kiyom Tov Nikra Kodesh. So he says Yesh Bo Mishem Ma'isa Kviyas B'Pinas Nikra Kodesh. I mean, the difficulty is it's a tie to the sensory. Either Kaddish Baruch Hu's Kaveya or Kaddish Hu's Kaveya. He wants to say that they're sort of like involved in the Kviyas. I mean, like in a secondary manner. Although a necessary manner, but secondary. That's what he seems to want to say. So, but the essence of the Kviyas has to be, of course, a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So, it's like, I think that's what he's trying to say. A little different than we're saying. He's trying to say they're involved in the Kviyas, but not primarily. Like say in the Mishtatev. The Mishtatev. Okay, what? Bottom of Kufman Dad. Go ahead. Yeah. I said I'm really gonna. So in other words, we're just repeating. That sounds like more like what we're saying. That like we're cool. I mean, there it sounds like you're saying what we were saying. I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, also, you can't go by the exact wording of it because this was taken from a tape that they. Yeah, nothing right. Yes. Yes. But, yeah, but that's a hard thing to say. You're going to say Moed is a Koveya. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Right. But not in terms of Koveya. It's not necessary, right. But so once you put them in the role of Koveya, you have a hard time with it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Once you put them in the role of Kavedis. Okay, but the point is it's necessary. In other words, it's necessary to have Kal Yisrael in order for the Shekhinah to be in the Kaddish.
Doesn't seem
that. Doesn't seem that. Yes.
And
for what? Right. Right, and if they're not?
I was saying a little differently.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. Tasis and Yevamis is different than Tasis and Shuras. Tasis don't expect pay bays on the bays. So Tasis over there has three truths. He says, the Maisros look at your ass lasted lover. Avo Kedushas, Rabbi Bayez, Kitcha, or actually Kedushas Mechitzas, Kaima Kol Shah. There he seems to be seen like the Raman. It's a different type of Kedushas, Kedushas Shina. Okay, once you Mechadesh out of the Mechitzas, Me'ashe Lo Choma. This is a different kind of Kedushas. Af Pishen Lo Afshav. Voyer Kol Mechain. Inami Taisa says here, Kedushas Yishnayim Shem Dikri Nachala. In Shulis Taisa says, because it's Dikri Nachala, that's why Kedushas Mechitzas is Kayemis. It's a funny thing. And then he gives the third teretz, he says, Inami Mishum Dachsiv Zos Menofasi Adeyad. That's the third teretz. The first teretz in Taisa is because of Kedushas Mechitzas and Yevamos, just like the Rambam. The second teretz is Ikri Nachala. So Ikri Nachala means that the nature of the Kedusha is such that it's Ein Lo Hefsek. Okay? That's the nature of the Kedusha. Because Nachala is Ein Lo Hefsek. Inami, Mishum Dachsiv, Zos Menuchasi Adayad. So their Taisvis is making reference to what? There he's making reference to Kedushas Bechira. That's Zos Menuchasi Adayad. So there he wants to say, because it has an element, it contains an element of Kedushas Bechira, so that's why it's never bottle. Because the Kedushas Yerushalayim is tied with the Kedushas Bechira. It's a different type of Kedusha. So not simply because it's not a law, but it partakes of another type of Kedusha. And that type of Kedusha is Zos Menuchasi Adayad. So that's why it's not bottle. Those are the three truths of the Yevamos. Okay? But in Shulis, it's a little harder to figure out, because in Shulis, he has Nafala, and he ties Nafala together with Kedushas Mechitzas. I mean, Nafala is the reason. But the vehicle is Mechitzas. The vehicle is Mechitzas. Nafala is the reason. I've seen that also. Nafala is the reason. Since it says Nafala, so you need a vehicle that will make it eternal. So the vehicle is the Mechitzas. But Nafala is really the reason why you make recourse to Mechitzas. That would explain Bater Hashem also. Because even though they don't have the quality, they have the vehicle of Mechitzas. Why do they have the vehicle of Mechitzas if it's not Nafala? It's not Taisa's problem. But the vehicle is there. So we mentioned that there's a Kedusha Tziruf. That all these levels, these 10 levels, that Eser Kedusha Hashem Baratzel Vizula Maila Mizu. So what is the Kedusha? The Kedusha is Kedusha Shechina. But each one's more Mitzuruf to the Shechina. Okay? So, as a matter of fact, I mean, you don't even need necessarily a halachic ramification in order to have the Kedusha. Because the Rambam says in Tezvav that, just a second, where is it? Which one there? Yitzayim, sorry. Ezra's on Hashem Yidash Menachel, Shein's full yom nichnos Hashem. This is a midivreya. So you see, but it has more Kedusha though. So the Kedusha is a Kedusha Shechina.
that it's mitzuruf to the Shekhinah. That's the kedusha. So the but the orei choma what? Excuse me. Because Allah in Yiras HaMikdash. In terms of Yiras HaMikdash, so he knows the makom is kadosh. What makes the makom kadosh? The tziruf to the Shekhinah. Okay. So the but the orei choma amitzuruf also to the kedusha Shekhinah. And that's why the kedusha Shekhinah is a mekadosh. Okay, but the intrinsic kedusha is a kedusha Shekhinah. It's interesting. The Rambam says that Bein Olam Mizbeach. Yeah, so wherever the Shekhinah is Mekadesh, wherever there's Kedushas Mechitza, so the Shekhinah is Mekadesh. Okay.